AM Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, warm and humid, high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County say they arrested two people from rural Stanton on assault charges late last night. 50-year-old Tony Wayne Ruppel and 45-year-old Tina Marie Saylor were taken into custody at around 10:35 p.m. in the 2800 block of 200th Street. Ruppel and Saylor were charged with domestic abuse, simple assault, and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where they were being held without bond. Police and Council Bluffs are asking for your help in locating two suspects involved in the Thursday morning robbery of a bank. At around 9:30 a.m., two black males entered the Council Bluffs Savings Bank at 1751 Madison Avenue and announced that they were robbing the bank. One suspect then jumped the teller counter while the other suspect stood near the counter displaying a handgun. Both suspects then fled the business with an undetermined amount of cash. The men were described as being in their 30s. One was about 6 feet tall, weighing about 180 pounds, and had dreadlocks. The second suspect was 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighed around 150 pounds. Nearby Abraham Lincoln High School was placed into a lockout briefly until officers could verify the subjects were no longer in the area. The case remains under investigation by Council Bluffs Police. Anyone with information about the robbery is encouraged to contact the Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. And several area schools in Council Bluffs were placed on lockout status as a precautionary measure for nearly 90 minutes Thursday while authorities investigated a shooting. Bluffs police say the incident was reported just before 9 a.m. at the Featherstone Apartments in the 900 block of North 35th Street. Responding officers determined that the call had originated from the apartment of a family member of 22-year-old Devin Seth Hunt of Council Bluffs. Family members told officers that they discovered Hunt sitting on their back patio with a wound to his abdomen. Hunt told family members that he'd been shot, and when 911 was called for an ambulance, Hunt attempted to wrestle the phone away from family members and then fled the area on foot. Officers conducted a search of the area with the assistance of a police canine, but the man was not located. Officials say Hunt has outstanding arrest warrants for unrelated incidents. At this time, investigators are unable to confirm that Hunt was in fact shot, and it's unknown how or where Hunt received the injury to his abdomen. The case remains under investigation, and again, authorities are asking for assistance from the public in locating Devin Hunt so he can receive medical attention. If you have any information, you're encouraged to call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. A jury in Page County has found a Clarinda woman guilty on felony charges of second-degree arson and second-degree burglary. 33-year-old Brandy Lee Allison faces up to 10 years in prison and fines of up to $10,000 when she's sentenced on October 19th. The charges were the result of an investigation into a fire at 214 West Logan Street in May. Authorities determined carpeting in the home's kitchen was intentionally set on fire. The blaze caused $5,000 damage, but no one was injured. The home's manager managed to extinguish the flames. Clarinda firefighters helped to ventilate the home. In other news, officials at the State Library of Iowa have announced that the Atlantic Public Library has met the conditions for state accreditation as outlined in Service to Iowa Public Library Standards 6th Edition. Accredited libraries receive a higher rate of compensation through the State Library's Enrich Iowa program. They also receive a certificate of accreditation signed by Governor Branstad and other dignitaries. The accreditation is valid through June 30th, 2020. Of Iowa's 544 public libraries, 349, including the Atlantic Public Library, are accredited. State Librarian Michael Scott said the Director and Board of Trustees of the Atlantic Public Library in the City of Atlantic are to be commended for this achievement and their commitment to excellence in public library services for their community. Kate Cohorst is the new mayor of Harlan. Officials swore Cohorst into the post on Tuesday. She replaces Gene Geddes, who left office to become the new city administrator. A Harlan native, Cohorst grew up on a farm outside of Harlan and graduated from the Harlan Community High School. She said she's ready to work with Geddes and the city council, as well as citizens of Harlan, to continue moving the town forward. Cohorst has served multiple terms on the Harlan Utility Board while also completing the city council term of Orv Rocker, who became ill and later died in 2013. She didn't run for election with the term expired, but she said that experience played a part in her decision to seek the mayor's position. According to city officials, Cohorst was chosen after an application process. The position was posted in the Harlan newspaper, with citizens asked to submit something about their interest in running. Harlan residents do have 14 days from this past Tuesday's appointment to petition for a special election for mayor. In the funeral announcements, Ellen Camp, age 94, of Post Falls, Idaho, and formerly of Greenfield, died July 16th. Graveside services for Ellen Camp will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Eugene Jean Freeze, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial service for Jean Freeze will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ray Carroll, age 49, of Avoca, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ray Carroll will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Brenda Wendt, age 65, of Grant, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. A visitation for Brenda Wendt will be tomorrow from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick Anderson, age 83, of Kimbleton, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dick Anderson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Patty Stockholm, age 96, of Anita, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Patty Stockholm will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic. Isles Funeral Home in Des Moines is assisting with the arrangements. Ronald Hallett, age 80, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Ronald Hallett will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Glenn Nichols, age 71, of Wyota, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Glenn Nichols will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.